This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know, Walker's a huge at-bat because maybe he'll go to the bullpen, but you got Gorman that's 2-for-2 waiting on deck. The Orioles have a 3-run lead. This is the guy you need to get out.
And he got him out!
Paralyzed him. I'll tell you what, he wasn't looking for that, was he?
7:32 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. What's trending? O's have won 3 in a row. That's a winning streak, folks. First time in 2025, they've won 3 in a row. Morton didn't look awful. He actually looked pretty good, Joe. Good. Joe Wright, he didn't look awful. He looked pretty good, Joe. Come on, get a man some love. And O'Hearn is playing at the MVP level. Are the O's turning the corner, Ed?
No. I mean, come on. Yeah. I mean, I think they'll play better going forward, but there's nothing that I've seen that indicates.
And can you share your ice cream? No.
No. No. I mean, all of a sudden, is every bat going to wake up? Is the pitching going to be good again? I don't see it.
Well, I mean, am I saying this is happening? No. I am saying, though, every bat went south quickly.
Yeah, that's true.
So they can all get bad at the same time.
It's possible.
By the way, Kane Betts did the math for us, Ed. 550 baseball would be 79 wins on a year. So they got to play 600. I said 100. I did say 100 on purpose. Are they turning the corner? I'll tell you my real answer. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Because I know the team is much better than what we've seen. They went to yesterday's game. But before the 3-game winning streak, they were 16-34. They are much better than that. Needless to say, they're better than 19-34. Someone said yesterday on a national broadcast, I thought the Orioles would be 34-18, not 18-34.
100%. I mean, this was a team that was predicted to make a World Series run. And not
more than just me and Jeremy.
Yeah.
Not just me and Jeremy predicted that.
No, and that's not like just people saying that. That's, you know, the people that follow the game were expecting them to make a World Series run. I mean, right now, they should have the record the Tigers have. The Tigers are 35-20.
Yeah.
That's where the Orioles should be sitting right now.
Orioles' run differential is negative 92.
Yeah, worst in the American League.
Also the worst, well, not the worst record, thank God, for the White Sox, because if not, we would be worst record in the American League. Are they turning the corner? I don't know, but I say think there's a better chance for them to turn the corner on the positive side than them to stay at that team that was 16-34.
Yeah, the problem is the White Sox have the Pope.
Ah.
So yeah, you don't know what's going to happen there.
I forgot about
that. They can go to World Series now.
Yeah, about that. 410-583-1057 is the number. Antonio in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
All right.
Happy Taco Tuesday.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I forget it's Tuesday.
How was your vacation, Rob?
It was awesome, Antonio. Relaxing.
Is there anyone better than Ryan O'Hearn now in the Orioles lineup? And you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day, too. There's no one more productive than Ryan O'Hearn right now. However, can I present a case for young Jackson Holliday, who right now is raking?
Yes.
Absolutely raking. overall, his stats pale in comparison to Ryan O'Hearn's. But lately, what he's been doing is absolutely, I mean, if you look at it, Ed, you and I said during the break, Ryan O'Hearn could be the Orioles all-star if they only have one.
He would be. Gotta be.
But I'm going to ask you this question. Look around the American League at second baseman and see what they're doing. Not a lot impressive.
No.
Not very impressive. No. Jackson Holliday stays the course, gets over 275 when those all-star votes start coming out. He's already a name. Who knows? Who knows? But right now, if I had to pick for one all-star, it would definitely be Ryan O'Hearn.
Yeah. I mean, O'Hearn, if you, we just start looking at the traditional, just who's, you know, leading majors in batting. Aaron Judge, far and away, is batting almost, it's 398, almost 400. Freddie Freeman, Jacob Wilson of the A's, Paul Goldschmidt, Yankees, 345, Ryan O'Hearn, 340. He's in that company right now. So, I mean, he's having an incredible season.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
410-583-1057 is the number. Eli Parkville. Let's go to Eli. What's up, man?
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
It took them longer than I expected for them to release Perez, but they finally did it. I just think that he had it. He didn't have it last year, and going into this year, we let Colom go, and we should have re-signed Colom. I know he hurt, but I'd rather have Colom than Perez. Y'all take it easy.
Man, I thought he was going to bring us something for me to debate. All of that, Eli. Man. All of that you said. I wanted Cologne to stay, man. I wanted him to stay because I thought he was more effective, and also, it's my dude. Let's go to Harford County. Get Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, man. 71-38 is 90 wins.
That ain't happening.
That ain't happening. That's right. So 600 isn't even going to sniff the playoffs or close to it, and so... They got to play almost 675 ball.
But I'll say this, Mike. I don't think you need to win 90 games to get to the playoffs this year.
I know. That's the one thing. This year might be less.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see that 90 win total. I mean, look, if you look at the wild card standings, you know, 29 wins is the top for the wild card standings, and that's the Cardinals. I mean, not the Cardinals, the Guardians, and the Twins. The 29 wins right now. I don't think it's going to take 90 wins. I'm not saying the Orioles will get in. I just don't think it'll take 90.
No, I think if anything, if they played above average, they would have a better shot this year than any other year. But it's a reach even right now.
Yeah.
But it comes. I mean, you know, if they turn the corner, it's hard to turn the corner when you got Kowser and you got Westberg.
True.
Out.
True.
I think, so it's a hard measurement to talk about how good or bad the Orioles are. We had 16 players on the DL or IL, whatever they call it now. And the encouraging things, you look at Morton, people say, well, you know, it's one game. Yeah, but he was throwing 94. That's when you know somebody has still got the stuff. But he was rushed. You know, these pitchers need four or five starts. Just look at Efren coming back. He regained it a little bit the second one. I think he needs another start or two. He was, jacked up a little bit on his first start. You look at Rodgers. People say it's one start. Yeah, but the one thing he's got this last start that he hasn't had in 2 years was 94-96 all game long.
Yep.
He was 90 to 91 And that was his biggest issue. So if he's 94, 96, he's a different pitcher. That was his all-star level. So you got to give him two or three more starts to see where he's at. Sergano looks like when you put 5, 6, 7 together, it looks like that's who he is. And once you do that, and then if Efren can get back, Rodriguez probably not till July or August, if that, I'm starting to wonder at all. But you can't really judge the team. The anomaly, the problem, the biggest hole. Okay, you got Rutschman. I'll be done here in a second. Rutschman and Henderson not hitting is a challenge. But the big hole that's not being talked about that has been a big problem is the O'Neill signing has called a major issue and a gap with losing Santander. And, you know, that's a big hole outside the pitching and the injuries. You guys have a great day.
You too, my man. 410-583-1057 is the number.
I'm confused. How is the O'Hearn signing creating a gap?
That O'Neill.
I thought he meant Sergano, Efren. He said O'Hearn first. I mean, O'Neill first. I think on his way out, he was trying to get out quickly. He said O'Hearn.
I was getting confused. Yeah, the names O'Neill. Are kind of changing.
Yeah, O'Neill.
So I just didn't.
It is a big gap.
Okay.
But how much is the gap between O'Neill and Santander? Have you seen Santander?
Yes, absolutely.
The gap favors O'Neill. Yes. The gap kind of favors him. I'm not saying good signing, but I'm also saying, you know, the gap is not what you think. Eastern Shore, Larry. What's up, Larry?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, man.
I got a couple things here. You know, I wonder if I've been trying to think about other teams, and I think that the loss at the same time of both Kowser and Westberg have really hurt this team. I mean,
yep.
You know, if you think about crucial at-bats, you know, I understand guys not hitting, but we wouldn't have Maverick Hanley hitting. We wouldn't have people like you know, who I think are certainly professional players. But, I mean, I think that those two guys really, and I'm trying to think of other teams where if you took two guys out of a lineup, what effect it would have.
Well, also, can I add to it, Larry?
Sure.
Also, yeah. Take the equivalent of Grayson Rodriguez and not having Kyle Bradish also. So add those players. Yeah. Add those four. I think people are grossly underestimating the impact of not only the two players you mentioned, which I agree with you wholeheartedly. Those two guys are grinders. They're grinders. And also two pitchers who, you know, I mean, I know Grayson's been hurt a lot, but you can't knock his talent and his productivity.
Exactly. And my second point is, I know it's a short sample size, but I am not a Heston Kerstad. I think Dylan Carlson is a overall better player than Kerstad. Now, I understand the contract, you know, ramifications and things like that, but I just am not a Kerstad.
Let me fielding is let me, it tracking fly balls. What is it?
Well, he's not very good in the outfield.
That's what I mean.
We agree. Yeah. But Ed, he's played 46 games. He's averaged 3 plate appearances. That's walks, everything. That's not at bats. That's plate appearances.
Mm-hmm.
If he averages 4 plate appearances per game, it's almost 200 plate appearances, and I think that's a difference. The guy, yes. I don't think he's hitting enough. When we put, you put Jackson Holliday and say, let him play, you got to do the same thing that Heston Kerstad.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, Ford. America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.